This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Hey, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Kids around campus, you know what they say, don't you?
What's that?
Don't take Professor Preston's class. Dude, tough on you.
We don't want another professor. We want Professor Preston.
No, we don't want a better professor. Yeah. That's what he said. We don't want a better principal. We want Mr. Clark. Hey, Mike, what you give quarterback Lamar Jackson?
Give him an A-.
A minus.
Damn.
Yeah,
six incompletions.
20 of 26 for 323 yards and a touchdown. He did throw a pick, and I'm not even going to get into it, whether he should have caught it or shouldn't have caught it. The problem I had with Lamar yesterday was when he was running those RPOs, he was indecisive of getting around the corner. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? Because usually if he needs to get it done, where he just like, I'm taking it, he just goes. But yesterday, I didn't see that explosion. And it maybe because they were just beating him up anyway. But that's why he got the minus.
Running back.
Running backs, B+. I mean, Derrick Henry played well. It was okay for three quarters. But in the fourth quarter, he just took over the game and had 47 yards on six carries in the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter alone, that's closing it.
What about your offensive line?
Offensive line, I gave him an A-. They ran the ball well. You had almost 500 yards of total offense, and this was a pretty clean game. And by that I mean, instead of Lamar running around and making plays, they actually just came out and just beat the pee out of them. And that's a clean game. I mean, whatever they wanted to do, they did it. Receivers. They had nobody who could keep up with these guys. I mean, even Bateman, I think he had like four catches, but still, he drew like two pass interference penalties. Flowers was all over the place. Mark Andrews had three catches for 66 yards. They did exactly what they needed to do, so they get an A-.
Rob, before you can you let the kids that passed the class all get out of the class now before you get to the defense, or do you have you got to bring up the offensive line here? What's that?
No, I don't think anybody, nobody, I don't. Well, go with the defensive line, Mike.
D for defense. they handled their business up front. I mean, those guys are playing extremely well. I mean, you can't run the ball against the Ravens. I mean,
you gave them A.
Yep, and basically when you come in. And you play this team, you want to make the other team one-dimensional? They make the other team one-dimensional because you're not running the football against them. So they get an A. Linebackers, I gave them a B. I thought Roquan started off a little slow, but as the game went on, I see him just getting better and better. And their drops. Their drops as far as cutting off those slant pants patterns that Cincinnati just destroyed them the week before, they cut that out. Their drops were getting deep. Trent Simpson had four tackles. They did a nice job. Secondary, yeah, I gave him a C+. Still not sure about this group. Still not sure about the communication. Marcus Williams, I'm not seeing it there. Wiggins, okay, but still a little slow. Marlon Humphrey, just guessing, running all over the place. So I gave them a C+. Special teams, Tucker, 45, 39, 32-yard field goal. Stout only had one punt for 50 yards. What I did like, though, was for some reason the Commanders kept kicking him in the ball. I don't know if the guy didn't have enough leg strength or maybe he just said maybe the Ravens aren't that good. We'll let him take some shots. But they had some nice returns as far as kickoff returns, so I gave them a B+. Coaching, I gave him a B. I thought offensive coordinator wise, Monkey called a good game. Guys are wide open. I mean, and I'll give them some credit for that. I'll give them their props because the Commanders, I don't know what they were doing, but still they were getting guys wide open. Defensively, problems. I'm still not sure about this group. Will they get better? I mean, they went in and brought in Dean Pease as the consultant. I don't know what his role was yesterday. You know, I suspect he was up there in the booth talking to Zach Orr and giving him some advice and so forth. But overall, they get a B. And this week, we're not talking about any John Harbaugh decisions at all.
No, we're not. But we are talking about a decision they're going to make in Dallas because I got a text, Jeremy. I got a text. It says, I respectfully ask that y'all do not bring up what happened in Dallas yesterday.
Good thing I didn't get that
Signed
text.
Signed Rashawn. So, respectfully, he was respectful to talk about.
He doesn't want to talk about Jerry Jones' birthday?
I guess that's the day.
Huh?
Is it today or tomorrow?
Yesterday was his birthday.
Well, let's talk about that. He partied yesterday in Dallas.
Yeah.
Why can't we talk about that? The party didn't last long. Because his team gave up 7 in the first.
He could have left.
20 in the second. 10 in the third. 10 in the fourth.
He could have left at the end of the first quarter knowing what the outcome was going to be.
Oh, yes, he could have.
The only bad thing to come out of that game is that Aiden Hutchinson broke his leg.
Well, Dak Prescott was 17-33 for 178. No touchdowns and 2 interceptions.
Doo-doo.
His passer rating was 42.2. His QBR was 11.4. Eleven. How you get a quarterback pass? How you get a QBR 11?
L-E-B-E-N. 11.
No, not 11. 11. You know V in that.
I said B.
11.
I said L-E-B-E-N.
Jared Goff. 18 of 25 for 315, 3 touchdowns, no interception, passer rating of 153.8. How you get $60 million and your QBR is 11? it's just not right. You lose 47-9 at home. Mike Preston, 47-9.
Rob, Dak Prescott had a point for every defender out on that field. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 11.
11.
11. That's his QBR rating. Come on, man. Highest paid quarterback in the league? 11?
Your record is 3-3. He's 0-3 at home. How's that working out for Jerry's world? We're 0-3 at home. Sir, can we play all of our games on the road now?
Right.
Because we're 3-0 at home. Rob, Mr. Jones.
We got to stop. We were asked to not talk about this, so we won't bring it up.
We won't bring it up. That's what I would have brought up if we weren't asked not to bring up.
Yeah.
I just want to give you a preview of that.
How's that running game going in Dallas with
Geriatric Ward?
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott and Dalvin Cook. I'm still waiting for Dalvin Cook to get out there, but we ain't going to talk about it because you're asking not to.
Leb. That's his QBR.
That's the name of the girl in Stranger Things.
Lebanon.
Start calling Dak Prescott Stranger Things. He got 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.